is that place? Where did God do that deed? It is that place of your presence, O Lord. There is a place my heart cry out for, Lord. There is a place I am yearning for. This is a place where you cause to the deep. Oh, it is a place of your dwelling, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by your hands to your holy place. Let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more than I have known you before. I want to know your way. I want to know your place, so I can live your days. I want to see you just the way you are. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see your face. I want to know your way. I want to touch your grace, so I can live your day. I want to see you just the way you are.
Chapter 16, let's start from verse 14. But before you will be able to understand what the scripture is saying in Acts chapter 16, I need to make a little point at why not move it a little this side? Didn't you see it? I think we need to see some place in Ephesians chapter 5. Maybe let me start from verse 15. He said, see then that ye, if you are there, say amen. Okay. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. He said, see ye that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as what? Redeeming the time, because the days are what? Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Anyway, that's not where we're going, but from this scripture, you will find out that the preeminent occupation of somebody that wants to be correct in the days that we have found ourselves is the will of God. And it is not just that you know the will of God, you have to understand it. So sometimes the challenge is not just that people know the will of God. Another thing is understanding what the will of God is. So there are vastly two things. But meanwhile, he now said, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. What you think you read there is not what is there. Read it again. Because many people have used this place to support their lust, support their carnality, their quest to satiate the old man. Anyway, before I go there, the person that wrote this is trying to offer verse 16 as a possible solution to verse 15, seeing that we have come to a certain season. He said, you have to walk circumspectly, being careful. He now assumes that anybody that is given to wine cannot achieve it. So there are two things. According to this verse 16, you are not seeing it. There are two things that are clashing in verse 16. One is in A, one is in B. It is saying that if you are giving to wine, you can't be giving to the Holy Ghost at the same time. Are you with me? See somebody giving to wine, he can't be giving to the Holy Ghost at the same time. Anyway, that is not... I'm trying to pull out some things. Now, he now said that in the seasons where we need to walk circumspectly, carefully, and you took five green bottles. How will you walk? Oh my God. So there is a prescription. As a matter of fact, this one is beyond prescription, is an instruction. It's an instructive scripture. You know? This scripture can be presented in three dimensions. Write it down. One is instructive. Two is prescriptive. Three is descriptive. What did I say? One is what? Instructive. Two is what? Prescriptive. Three is what? Descriptive. So one instructs. In that case, not suggesting to you. Another one prescribes to you, such that he's telling you that this is the best way to do this. That this is why some people are having results, why others are not. That this is why others are pulling through, and you are not. For example, Jesus came and said, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. He is prescribing to you that even though this is a malaria drug, are you with me, Caleb? That you have to, for you now, the load is up to, I don't know how they count. So for you, one tablet will not be enough. You have to take how many? Like five. Some people will give you three. I don't know how it worked, because it's been long I took one, Jesus. It's been really long I took one. I took another drug, the faith drug. And it cured me of sickness. I've been living like that since I was in campus. There was a time I was sick every 2 weeks. I said, no, we can't continue like this. I have to search the scripture. Found out that there is a drug there. I took it. And there is a prescription. For example, when the scripture says, hide the word in your heart. That one is prescription, so that you will not sin. So, when a man doesn't want to sin, what does he do? He has is a prescription. So he now looks at you and say, take three shots per day. You took one shot of the scripture in the morning, another in the afternoon, another in the night. It's prescription. Then there is description. God, the scripture will come and describe a matter for you. In those cases, there is no specific opinion that the scripture has there. But sometimes people like Paul offers their opinion. In those cases, you need people that have gone ahead of you. So people like Paul will come and say, I have received mercy to be faithful. So on this account, I advise you to do this. So some people come and ask me, I think you have asked me that question. I don't know who asked me. Is there a difference between praying in the day and praying in the night? See, it's Elijah that asked me, right? See, the thing in this type of question now, there is no place it is specifically spelt in the scripture. But from experience, people like us that have gone ahead of you, I can tell you categorically that God have shown me mercy, that to pray in the night is by far more powerful than praying in the day. That is the truth. But is it in the scripture? No. But if you go through the scripture, you see description to show you that praying in the night produces more result and power, even in the life of Jesus. Are you with me? Many times the scripture will say, and he prayed all night, and in the morning he chose his disciples. Anytime Jesus has a major decision, a major project before him, he always prays all night. Pray all night is not praying in the night. That is good. Are you with me? You are not with me. If you want to get heavy result, one day, take out time and pray all night. I know you have been trying and praying in the night. That's powerful. But if you want something heavy to happen, pray all night. Try it. Maybe you sleep by 9, start by 9, stop by 5 in the morning. That is praying all night. Start by 10, stop by 5. That is praying all night. Tolu is already. Jesus help us. Are you with me? So normally praying for 2 hours. In fact, praying for 1 hour in the night is very, very powerful, because it is double sacrifice. Are you with me? Remember, this is altar business. It is altar business. Are you getting the point? And altar business is dependent on what? Sacrifice. So the more robust, powerful your sacrifice is, the more you can get an answer. There are things you'll be looking for. You are offering. They will tell you, if you go to your native doctor, they will tell you, it's either you bring 20 fowls, or you bring 3 goats, or you bring 1 cow. Are you getting the point now? So the one that offered 1 cow is equal to the one that offered 20 fowls. So you can choose to be praying 1 hour in the day, 1 hour, 30 minutes, 2 hours. The one that gave all night has done what you are trying to do for 2 weeks. So I'm trying to tell you, if you have a body in a situation you are looking for, how will I do this? Let me offer you one way that you can break the back from experience. God has shown me this. You know what you do? Fast 24 hours and pray all night. I'm here to see what will not crack. But it's very hard. If you try, when you do it, you will now realize what I'm telling you. You will now realize who Jesus, you will respect Jesus the more. When I did all night, what people call all night is not all night. They pray in the night, but they don't do all night. If you really want to do a complete all night, it's 12 hours. You start by 6 and end by 6. And of course, you won't be eating. Because once you start prayer, it's assumed you are finished eating. You are not with me. So, but this one is descriptive. Are you with me? So I'm not coming here to build anything on it. Because of course you can get results in varying ways. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. So I'm not saying your prayer in the day is no more powerful. I'm just describing for you that you are attacking something, it's not giving way. You say, I've been praying now. I'll now ask you, what is your prayer? You say it's 1 hour. Well done. He said, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. You see, when you read this thing, what you think you saw is wherein in excess, but that is never what the scripture is saying. Read it again. This is what the scripture they have used to tell you. I'm just drinking 2 bottles now. The Bible said, don't drink in excess. That is not what your Bible. Read your own Bible. Stop looking at me. Read your Bible for yourself. Stop allowing foolish people to deceive you. Are you reading your Bible? Read it from KJV. Let me hear. Who has? Do you have it? Bring Mike, read. Find, use this one. There is no time.
Wherefore.
Okay, don't worry. We have it projected here. Don't worry. God bless you. Look at it. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is. Are you with me? Inside drunkenness with wine is excess. Are you getting the point now? It's not don't drink to excess. It is that once you are drinking, there is excess inside drinking wine. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can't stop yourself. The opposite of giving yourself to wine is giving yourself to the Holy Ghost. And a man that have come under the government, are you hearing what I'm saying? This scripture is a scripture of government. Say after me, government. If you don't, I know you have not seen it that way, but this scripture testifies of government. The government of your soul. The government of the seat of your heart. Are you with me? When a man becomes drunk or filled with the Holy Spirit, he has lost the government that he used to have over his life to the Holy Spirit. Is it not true? So the Holy Spirit, by being filled of him, is now the governing influence over your life. So any single thing you are doing, dense word, is as a result of the influence that came as a result of the government of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? The same way. Exactly the same way. When a man is given to wine, what is the governing influence on his life? Even when you don't want to, but you are yielded to the Holy Spirit, your life will pan out to the will of God. Remember that this scripture started in verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Next verse, quickly. Redeeming the times, for the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise. Be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Are you now seeing the progression? The progression is this. Once a man is filled of the Holy Spirit, are you with me? You don't need to bother whether you are in the will of God or not. Are you with me? So the
and consequence of a man being filled with the Holy Spirit is subconsciously walking in the will of God. So you might not get your jotter to check what and what God told you. Are you getting the point now? All you need to do is to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and you will leave your jotter even better than what you wrote in your jotter. You will leave it by the day. So in other words, don't say I want to live an excess life. Excess is everything bad will begin to happen. Don't I want to be quiet. I want to, and then you took two bottles. And then you remember that. Are you with me? You are not with me. I'm now 24. I know damn say have rubbed my back. Yes. And then suddenly one fine dancer will now chat you on WhatsApp and say, you have forgotten me. At that moment, this man has a experience. He has a experience. You wonder whether his plan, you will say it's the will of God. Are you with me? There's a way Satan will code it. If it's not the will of God, it won't happen. See, you will pray a prayer and say, God, I know I want to come out of, I don't want all these distractions. So, you know, all I want is your will to happen next. If this thing I'm feeling is that I should find, it's not that I want to marry you, but I just need a damsel that I will be talking to so that I will not feel lonely and all that. Some people are guilty. So, and so there is nothing bad that, you know, God, if it's your will, let it happen. If it's not your will, let it not happen. I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just neutral. Okay, you are not neutral. So, as soon as you are through with saying it, the damsel will chat you. So you will say it's the will of God. Okay, it's your will. The lust of your heart pulled. Let me stop. So my whole point is this. When a man is filled with the Holy Spirit, sometimes there are things you wrote in your jotter and forgot. You even forgot where you kept the jotter. Are you in trouble? The man that is not full of the Holy Spirit is in trouble. But the man that is full of the Holy Spirit even has advantage. Are you getting the point now? Because the Holy Spirit does not just cause you to remember the will of God, to know the will of God. He will also cause you to understand. Write it. He causes you to know, one, and causes you to understand the will of God. So, first thing he does is to cause you to no. What did I say? Cause you to what? No. Number two is to cause you to what? Understand. You will not live well if you don't understand the will of God. You will not even take advantage of the will of God if you don't understand it. Are you getting the point? Have you seen people say, I know the will of God for me is to be at Newi. Is that enough? You need to understand why. It is the why that will make you apply yourself. Because you will think, maybe if you are here and I rebuke you, you will feel bad. Why will you feel bad? If you have an understanding, you will. In fact, I will count it as part of my training. If God sent me to be under you and you are not rebuking me, I won't be happy. It's not a blessing. It is not a proof that somebody loves you that he is not rebuking you. You are not a son. He believes you are still an infant. When you start maturing, you'll be making mistakes. It's part of it. It's in the Bible. I'm not the one. Hebrews chapter 12. He said that the son he loves, what does he do? So, you saw your son, and your son is putting hand in fire. And he said, Kaya, I love my son too much. I don't want to stop you. And then you took him for fire. And fire burned the child. Do you love the child? Meanwhile, most of the time, when you stop those people from doing that, they will feel that you hate. When they now mature, cry. They will now thank God. In fact, they will be over loyal to you. They will find out how many ways they would have messed up. And if a man is at that stage, because of the fact that you are making that kind of mistake, it's also a proof you don't understand many things. So trying to explain to people all the time the reason why you did some things is also a waste of time. Because there are things, if I start explaining, you won't understand. Let's be obey first. When you now see the result, you will now come and look for that thing more. Samuel, are you with me? Yes. So that's your pastor that is collecting two bottles. I say he is not taking excess. Tell him he is in excess. He doesn't need to take it. He is already in it. Are you with me? Some people don't like this, my message. I'm sorry for you. The Bible likened wine to the Holy Spirit. In fact, it's not about the thing itself. It's about the influence, the governing influence. The most terrible, in fact, anybody you yield government, anybody and thing you yield government to, is the person that is your God. Is the person that will determine the outcome of your life. Are you with me? So wine is the government of your heart. Hey Joshua, do you collect? Some pastors take it. They will drink it and they will come and be preaching you to death. A genuine son, according to my father in the Lord, have to be secretly pure. Secretly what? Then he has to be righteously strict. That's for yourself. Deal with yourself first. I've been watching you since. Yes. Did you write this one I said? That's what I'm saying. I know you say I'm harsh. I'm not. I'm saving his life. Hey. He's good medicine. Where are my nurses in the house? Yeah, Gloria. You know now, when you want to choke somebody injection, the person will say, you say, don't worry. It's to help calm down this. So if you refuse the injection, the consequence is to suffer sickness. So it's better you suffer temporal pain and cure yourself. Like your friend doesn't like injection. All this thing is in. He's in hand like this. Chidema brought the injection. That time he was sick. He became a baby. A baby girl. And I was asking him, Jasper, why are you like this? He kept face like this. Are you like that too? Hallelujah. But that's not actually where I'm going. Where I'm going is in verse 19. Turn to verse 19. All this is to lay foundation. Mr. Highboy, can I walk with you? Speaking to yourselves in what? One, write it down. Two, hymns. Three, spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. See, The Pentecostal setting has removed two out of this, and their worship moments are not complete. Then the evangelical setting removed one out of it, and their worship session is not complete too. If you go to evangelicals, you see that psalms and hymns, they don't joke with it, but they don't know what spirituals will know before them. But Pentecostals, all they are interested in is spiritual songs, spiritual songs, spiritual songs. Your church in campus, do they sing him? They don't. I think, do they? They don't sing hymns. And part of the reason they do it is because they feel him is orthodox. It is not. It is the people that is now holding it. When these hymns came, it came from encounters that people had. Have you heard of people like Charles Wesley? Huh? The brother of John Wesley. He is the one that wrote many of these hymns. Have you heard of the woman called Fanny Crosby? She wrote, and she's a blind woman. Have you heard of her? She's blind. And she wrote many. Those days you don't wake up and stay in the studio. You know, are you with me? You are not with me. You stay in the studio and then you are looking for one song that will make you to blow. Those days they don't write to blow. They write because the inspiration of the Most High is upon their hearts. That is why those songs, they don't die. Your song will make you blow after 2 years. It is not the rain. But once you bring those hymns and a spirit-filled man comes in an environment of spirit-filled people, and then the emphasis of the spirit is upon it, do you know what will happen? Witness will happen. You know what is witness? Witness is an authentication facility that heaven has for everything that came from them. What did I say? So what happened is that if it came from heaven, heaven will come and say, this is our own, no? This is our own, no? Are you with me? Heaven cannot, because there are many songs, there are many things going on earth. Are you with me? Many of them look like real. Some of them look like fake. How do we know which is which? So anytime the one that is heaven's own is going out, heaven will come and put their seal. Heaven will come and authenticate it. Authentication is a proof of originality. Are you with me? It will now show you that this one is coming from Zion. Like the ones we sang in secondary school, those days we sang it without the spirit. But these days, I even imagine how we sang those hymns and we are normal. One said, abide with me, fast falls thy eventide. If you can sing a lesson. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. Where? Pass, fall, and comfort flee. Help of the helpless, oh, abide with me.
I think we need to bring back this particular song now in the body of Christ. Because there is darkness everywhere. This is the time to ask God to stay with us. I had an encounter when I was doing youth service, and one of the things that made me step out into the kind of call, this kind of call is not normal. It's the type that you has had your life daily. Every day there is nothing I'm doing that is making me safe. It is making me unsafe, and I know it will be more unsafe. How are you assured in this kind? He now told me, I will be with you till the end. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So the person that sang the song know what he's saying. Okay, let's sing it. 1, 2, ready, go. Abide with me, fast falls thy eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When all the hell
Pass fall and comfort flee, O help of the helpless. Let's repeat it. Abide. I'm seeing the glory of God already. Sing from your heart. Sing till you have an encounter with the song. Sing till you have an encounter. When your father can leave, your mother, your pastor. Two more times. Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. When all the helpers fail and comfort flee, help of the helpless abide with me. Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. When all the helpers fall and comfort flee, help of the helpless. Next stanza. This is two. Swift to his close, as out the car. As joy grow dim, his glories pass away. Change and decay. In all around I see, oh, thou changes not, Jesus. Two more times. Swift to his close, out today. As joy grow deep, his glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see, Jesus. Salahaba boko sasande. Swift to his close, life's little day. As joy grow deep, change and decay in all around I see. Oh, thou changest not. I need thy prayer, the presence. Great comfort, the tempter's power. Who like thyself, my guidance they can be. Watch, oh, through cloud and sunshine, Lord, abide with me. One more time. Do you need it? Since every passing hour, what but thy grace come for the tempter's power. Who like thyself, my guidance they can be. Through cloud and sunshine, abide with me. I fear no foe, with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight, and tears no bitterness. Where is the stage? Where grave thy victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me. With thee at hand to bless. There's no bitterness. Where is the sting? Where grave thy victory? Triumph still if thou abide with me. Is that the last stanza? There is five more. One more. Let's see the one more. Then we read the last scripture. Then we pray. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eye. Shine through the gloom and point me to the sky. Heaven morning breaks and adventure shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me. Acts chapter 16. You have not seen me organize this type of service before. This is the type of hymns you sing and you can't go to hell. Is it now? It's when you do collabo with Korode Bello. You are not with me. Joshua, he won't be with me. But I don't care. You won't know where you are going, because there is a spirit that drives every song. Be singing it thinking you are, is your soul that is excited. The spirit have not received ministration. So you see somebody doing something like worship and end up in his boyfriend's house. They left from the house after sleeping in the night and they came to your church and then they did that worship and cried and camera caught the lady and you say, Kai, God is working. Okay, his soulish expression. Have you bothered to watch Michael Jackson? Yeah. People cry. In fact, people fall under power. Try it. Go and Google it on YouTube. I used to check it. Michael Jackson's videos that is posted 10 years ago, some of them have the highest views. There is none of them that has less than 700 million views. 700 million. Some of them have a billion. As he's just dancing like this, people are falling under power. So don't use the cry to determine whether there is progress made. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So this is one dimension. We have been doing other dimension. Psalms, hymns, spirituals. We need to add hymns. Let's start from Acts chapter 16. Let's start from verse 16. Acts chapter 16, verse 16. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain. By what? By what? The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High, who shew unto us the way of salvation. Is this accreditation correct? Are you now seeing? One day we'll do the principles of discernment. We'll trace it like this. Huh? We trace left. And we trace like right, that something is true. Are you with me? Does not exactly mean that it is truth. So sometimes fact doesn't mean that the person is bringing the truth. So according to facts, this thing is 100%, which is part of the reason that the men, they were not
Whether you like it or not, every man of God that God used powerfully, there were days in his life that the soothsayers prophesied. And they will do the first one, do the second one, and they are correct. And they will not, you will not give yourself to them. They will not carry you to abyss. So some of us, before we accept your prophecy, we accept your spirit first. So if you see how many prophecies people send to me, if you send to me, I will check it. I will pack it one side. Pack, pack, pack. But there are people, if they send me their own, as soon as they send it, I will start praying. Yes. Like my sister, if she sends you her own doesn't need interpretation. Is take it like that. Say after me, take it like that. So verse 18 now said, and this she did many days, but Paul, being grieved. So the only way, where are you grieved in your soul? Where? They might have to travel spiritual, because this kind of revelation fulfilled all the quotas of solica expression. The emotion was excited. The thing lined up with intellectual views. Are you with me? But the spirit was what? Grieved. Many times it has happened to somebody will now, the way the person will speak, it will seem as if I'm liking what the person is saying, but my spirit is grieved. Say, wait. So anytime, I'm not even too excited when people, I like prophetical a lot, but I'm not accepting anything. In fact, I accept less, a lot less. So it's in the spirit that we trace. You have to trace the origin. When they traced it, they find out that she was doing it by a python spirit. 70% of what you call prophetic ministry, in this nation, is by a python spirit. So, and most of what they are saying is correct. Is it not true? If you ask the person, when did your prophetic ministry start? They will tell you, since my mother's womb. You begin to trace when the person accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. When he got baptized in the Holy Ghost, when he got discipled, you can't remember anything. And he is a major prophet. How now? Does gifting suddenly qualify you? What qualifies you to serve in the body of Christ is discipleship. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ. To what? Come out of her. Come out of her. I have done it a few times. Somebody was prophesying. The thing was looking sweet. I looked at the lady. I said, what is this? There's even one. I came. She was prophesying. And she closed eyes. She was prophesying. Look at my eyes first. Let me see the eyes with which you are prophesying. She now looked at my eyes and was doing it. I said, nah, lie. And the scripture said, and he came out what? The same hour. Verse 19. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains were what? So this is business or adventure. One of the ways you know this, are you with me? One of the ways you know prophetic ministration and movement and ministries that is from Python spirit is what? Say again. You are not hearing me. All those guys you are following, all of them are doing those things for gain. And anytime you see a prophetic ministry that is emphasizing on money and gain, they will always be prophesying your money out of your pocket, prophesying about money. It is what? Say after me, it is Python spirit. So say Susan, call it Python. So that it will sink into you. You know, if you say Susan, it looks nice. The word Susan looks nice. It's Python. is Python. And Python has a way of, the target is money, the target is gain. Go and check all those prophetic ministry you are having in Port Harcourt. All of them is money. Is it not true? Go and check. And anytime you see the same symptoms, you are seeing the symptom, and Bible have shown you, and you are still, don't worry. You will carry your sister and your mother and put her there. And then when they have finished you, it's not about the money. It's about that they would have made the matter worse 10 times folding. Satan will never leave you the way he met you. Some of you have used coconut oil. You have used coconut water. They have used broom. They have used cane and flog your head out. And then when you come and meet me, you want wonder to happen under 2 weeks. When they finish, it's us that they will now come to. I'm warning you now. If I ask now, there are many of you that have flogged you, Koboko. This man said, by power, find them, Holy Ghost. No. That's not where we're going. What of Cutlass service? Please give me 3 examples of services. Coconut, Koboko. Get what again? Broom service. Cutlass, kill your enemy. There are many. Catapult service. Watch it. It will all end up in money. Anyway, that was not my point. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them. That is when people like us appear. Some of them even go to genuine pastors and abduct them, kidnap them physically. You have not heard the prophecy I sent in. They said they have tried spiritually, it's not working for me. That they will come and physically now. I'm telling you, we are spoiling business. All these healing and demonical cases and all this stuff. If you come, I will do magic now. Say. You have a brother. As if everybody doesn't have brother. And once you submit, this is how the Python spirit works. Once you submit your heart to his ministration, it will begin to pick your heart. But sometimes, some of you, your parents have dragged you to that place, and nothing happened for you. Part of the reason why nothing happened is that something in your spirit is resisting it. Once you open, you submit, like people God's love like it very, very well. So when they will say, man of God, it's me, man of God. How do they do it? Say it now. How do they do? When they prophesy the first one, how do you respond? It's true, Papa. Okay, next verse 20. And brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble in our city. In case you don't know, we are causing trouble in the southeast. Many things people boast about, we are showing that it is common. Try it. If I give you mic now, when you finish ministering, you now, your pastor will feel intimidated. Meanwhile, that is supposed to be common. It's supposed to be, when you are through with being discipled, that is how you should live. It is not, this thing I'm doing, these things you people are learning, it's not for you to become, to have a ministry, a church. It's for, that is how you should live as a what? Disciple. If you are you a disciple? That's how we know you. So you don't suddenly have ministry,
Because some people will begin to say, I don't want to be in ministry now. It's for men. It's for... Are you with me? Like your brother, they deceived him in Banawa. He went to Banawa and they made him to become a motivational speaker. And convinced him that what he need to do is to pursue his dreams and goals. And then bring a little of Jesus and sprinkle around it. Pursue your goals and dreams and then sprinkle Jesus. And teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. I don't want to go in deep into this. Next. And the multitude rose up together against it. So they used sophistry to manipulate the people around. And they believed that they are pursuing a just cause. Are you with me? Do you know people? Somebody can be offended because of the gain he is losing. His own is gain. Huh? He will now manipulate people against what we are doing. But you that is following and saying with the person, don't know what the person is pursuing behind. He is afraid that he is losing some things. You don't know now. You think their own is gain, but they went and told people that these people are turning our city upside down. You have missed the point. Okay, their money, they go. If we continue like this, don't you know that many people will not be eating? All the Babalawos have left the bush. They have opened. That is why if you say you are a pastor now, some people meet you and say you have money now. Because it's a money making venture. That's what they have made it. Please, if you think it's for money making venture, run away now. Maybe run from here, because the one we are doing here, you will spend and be spent. What did I say? It's not enough to... You will spend your money and your stuff, but it's not enough. You will now spend yourself. This is how God does it. God is spending you. You are spending money and spending things. Are you not seeing you look like somebody that is spent? His currency is small. Just 2 weeks. Money don't finish. The one that God deposited, you need to go and accumulate more. You don't finish. And God needs to spend money. And you are the money. And the okay. And rent their clothes and commanded to beat them. Next verse, quickly. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Quickly, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Next verse. And at midnight, Paul and Silas, what? One. If you are with King James, you will notice that there is something they did at that word, prayed. We needed to know what kind of prayer they did. Click on the lexicon and highlight it. What did you see? What you will see there is that they were praying and singing hymns. That is exact. How many of you have seen easier? They were praying and what? So when they were praying and singing hymns and praising God, the prisoners heard them. Next verse. Next verse. Next verse. Next verse. Hi. And suddenly there was what? So that what? The foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately, all the doors were open.
and everyone's bands were loosed. We will sing in the next 5 minutes. And every bondage, and every band, and every chain, and every hook, every limitation, everything that Satan has brought to bound you. Henry, give me sound, any sound at all, in the next 5 minutes. It won't take us 5 to 10 minutes. You will see what will happen here. Because my eyes is already open in the spirit. And I saw somebody in the spirit that you were giving something in the dream. If you are the one that is implicated, I think you need to come out. You were giving something in the dream and you ate. But when only for you to wake up physically and notice that the thing is affecting you physically. Come, let's pray for you. Come. Pray in the spirit wherever you are. Sanemanta katia da sasala. Find one hymn that rhymes with what we are doing and put it on. Sosanamanta katia de rebo sosanabande. Apapata kasasande de peroko sasandia. Rapatatata. The Bible says, as they prayed and sang, everywhere shook. Sasanamanta katia da barata hasasa. Ambrata patakande de peretoa sasatia apiakatiande rapanda kapata kwata kaskata patala akapante katuka sadia rapatia katande de petoa zatande lakuta apakakati katia zatande leko azila papatatatatatatatata satatatatatatatatata. As they prayed and sang hymns, satya parante pakapatata rapapo apapapatatatatatata satapatatatatatatata apapapapakua kapanta papapo rapataka pranta patatatatatata. Let your glory fill this house. Let your presence fill my heart. Sing it for me. Soda panta prata pataka pranam satyanda prakota kapatala rapata patata. You are not praying. Separata sasana pranabra shata pataka patata papa papa papa.
You are holy. You alone are worthy. You deserve the glory. Jesus, you are Lord. You alone are worthy.
They prayed and sang.
You
the yokes fell off.
The glory.
Jesus, you are Lord.
Let your glory shine.
Shut up, Papa. Rapata papa patata kapata katia rapanta papo rasata rapata 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 rapata. You are not praying, my friend.
A sacrifice of
you are not praying. Later you come and say there are yours.
You alone,
you alone.
Let prison doors
Jesus, you alone.
Oh,
happening now. It's 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 happening now. There is somebody here. What you notice is that sometimes you find yourself in the spirit and you are being held a prisoner. You are being held in custody. You are being held a prisoner in custody. Come out quickly. Your time is now. You are being held in custody. You are being held in custody. You are being held like in custody, like in a room, but you are held custody. You are being held custody. Your time is now. Your time is now. Your time is now. Pray for the next 2 minutes. 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 I tell you, yokes are falling. If the scripture is true, then it can be broken. They prayed. They sang. And there was an earthquake. Bound you before now, you'll be set free. You'll be set free. You'll be delivered. It will leave. It will leave. He's living. He's living. He's living. He's living. He's living. He's living. He's living now. 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 He's broken. Chains are broken. Chains are broken. He's breaking. He's breaking. You are free from the chains, from the shackles, from the strong man. You are free. You are free. You are free now. You are free from the limitations. You are free now. You are free now. You are free. You are free. In Jesus. Mighty. Thank you, Jesus.
You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word, I healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the Lord that healed me.
My God.
You are the Lord my healer.
Jesus.
You sent your and heal my disease.
Jesus.
You are the Lord my healer. You sent your word and healed the disease. You are the Lord.
Power of God is moving. There is somebody God is healing of a pain. Just here, I don't know if it's online or offline. Just here, at the right side of left side of your waist, left side, left side, left side, left side, exactly left side, left side. In Jesus' mighty name. Make sure you bring back your testimonies so that we confirm it. You are blessed. Tomorrow we meet again.